Letters from Catherine to Father Andrew Fitzgerald, July 1st and August 8th, 1837.
My dear Reverend Father, I received your kind letter, which was very consoling to me. Robert seemed delighted with your invitation and had every hope of getting leave to go. It has pleased Almighty God to visit us with another affliction. We have just sent a fine young sister to the tomb. She died on the 10th day of violent fever. She was exactly like a person in cholera, cold and purple-coloured. Some kind of circulation was kept up by wine, musk cordials and warm applications, but no hope of recovery from the first 3 days. As the Archbishop had appointed this day, we were obliged to go through our ceremony and had 4 professed and 2 received this morning. My poor little Catherine is cheerful as ever, but no symptoms of recovering strength. A new sister entered yesterday and another is to come on Sunday. This is 5 in a few weeks. I believe we are to go to Cork on Wednesday. Dr. Murphy has waited for us as long as he could. Begging you to give my most affectionate love to my dear sisters, and assured that you will not forget to pray for me, I remain, my dear Reverend Father, with great respect and gratitude, your attached Mary C. Macaulay. My dear Reverend Father, our innocent little Catherine is out of this miserable world. She died a little before 12 o'clock last night. She suffered very little, thanks be to God. Not more than 1 hour of distressed breathing, and her playfulness continued to the end, mingled with an occasional awful feeling, but nothing like melancholy. She represented Mrs. Deasy on her arrival from Cork yesterday morning most perfectly. She received the last sacraments on Saturday with delight and great fervour. We feel just now as if all the house was dead. All are sorry to part our animated, sweet little companion. I hope you have been pretty well since I had the pleasure of seeing you. I suppose the sisters are in retreat, as they are here, except those who were engaged in the scene of sorrow with me. Thank God it is over. I know you will pray for me. As to her, I believe she was fit to unite with the angels, so pure and sincerely devoted to God. I shall be obliged to return to Cork after the retreat. May I beg you to give my affectionate love to my dearest Sister Frances and little community, and to believe me, dear Reverend Father, with great respect, your attached and faithful M.C. Macaulay.